you, Dr. Miller. As mentioned, I am James Hempfling, and today I'm going to present part of my master's degree thesis research at Rutgers University that is being performed under the direction of Dr. James A. Murphy and Dr. Bruce Clark. As mentioned in the previous presentation, research is continuing at Rutgers University to evaluate the effects of cultural practices on anthracnose disease severity. The cultural practice I'm presenting today is sand atop dressing. Golf course superintendents routinely apply a thin layer of sand to putting green surfaces in order to minimize thatch accumulation, modify the soil, smooth the putting surface, and to provide crown and winter protection. Historically, the wounding and abrasion associated with sand top dressing was believed to enhance the disease severity. However, contrary to expectations, research by Inguagiato et al. In the mid-2000s proved that sand top dressing at 0.3 and 0.6 liters per square meter every 7 and 14 days respectively during the summer months reduced anthracnose severity. The group also found that brushing and sand particle shape had little effect on the disease. Most recently, work by Roberts et al. Found that top dressing reduced disease severity regardless of foot traffic. In this photo, a non-top dress core with elevated crowns is shown to the left. To the right is a top dress core that contains tillers with elongated sheaths and crowns that are concealed below the surface. The bridging of sand particles around individual tillers improves surface structure. This improvement enhances tolerance to low mowing by increasing the effective cutting height, since the load of the mower is better supported and less likely to sink into the canopy. What remains unknown is the effect of spring top dressing on anthracnose disease severity. Thus, a field study was initiated in North Brunswick, New Jersey, to determine whether spring top dressing affects anthracnose severity and the influence of summer top dressing on anthracnose severity. The study used a 3x5 factorial arranged in a randomized complete block design with 4 replications. The spring top dressing factor had 3 levels of sand top dressing rate. There were 0, 1.2, and 2.4 liters per square meter that was applied as 2 split applications on the 20th of April and the 4th of May in 2009, and on the 14th and 28th of April in 2010. The summer factor had 5 levels of sand top dressing rate. They were 0, 0.075, 0.15, 0.3, and 0.6 liters per square meter, and they were applied every 14 days. In 2009, the treatments were initiated on June 1st, and in 2010, they were initiated on the 24th of May. In both years, there were 7 summer sand top dressing applications made total. Shown are the 4 volumes of sand that were applied to plots that were 1.8 by 1.8 meters in size in order to achieve the summer sand top dressing rates. The largest 3 volumes on the right were applied using a Scott's drop spreader seen in the back left that was calibrated to apply each volume uniformly in 4 passes over a plot. The smallest volume on the left was applied using a shaker jar. All sand top dressing treatments were incorporated using a brush that's seen in the background to the right. The lowest summer sand top dressing rate of 0.075 liters per square meter was chosen to represent the lightest sand top dressing that a superintendent would apply biweekly in the summer months. The heaviest rate of 0.6 liters per square meter was chosen to represent a very high summer sand top dressing rate that would seem somewhat impractical for a superintendent to apply biweekly. The spring rates of 1.2 and 2.4 liters per square meter were chosen to represent a quantity of sand that a superintendent would apply in conjunction with a cultivation event, such as holotine aerification. The study was performed on annual bluegrass putting green turf that was maintained at 3.3 millimeters on a Nixon sandy loam. Nitrogen was applied every 14 days at 4.9 kilograms per hectare, and the growth regulator, Trinexpec ethyl, was applied at 0.05 kilograms of active ingredient per hectare every 14 days. Unwanted insects and other diseases were selectively controlled, and the study was hand watered to maintain moderately dry conditions. As described previously by Chaz Schmidt, anthracnose was rated using the line intersect grid count method that contained 273 observations per plot, from which a percent disease severity was calculated. Data was subjected to an analysis of variance and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD test. So going into results, in 2009, disease was slow to develop. As a result, the impact of spring top dressing was not evident until mid-August, when the highest rate of 2.4 liters per square meter showed a significant reduction in disease, and the moderate rate of 1.2 liters per square meter also showed a reduction in disease on two rating dates. However, generally, the highest rate was needed to see consistent reductions in disease severity. In 2010, disease came early and with great severity. Accordingly, spring top dressing had a greater impact in 2010 than in 2009. Across the whole season, both rates of 1.2 and 2.4 liters per square meter consistently reduced disease. However, again, the highest rate was needed for the greatest effect. Summer top dressing in 2009 significantly reduced disease on all rating dates, with the two highest rates of 0.3 and 0.6 liters per square meter showing the greatest effect. However, by the last rating date, even the two lowest rates of 0.075 and 0.15 liters per square meter showed significantly less disease than the check plot. Treatment means in 2009 between the summer rates, the differences were a little less dramatic. However, the moderate rate of 0.15 liters per square meter was the lowest rate of sand needed to consistently reduce the disease. These pictures visually demonstrate the differences between one of our best combinations of spring and summer sand top dressing in comparison to a check plot. Looking at the plot that received no sand all summer and all spring, you will observe a general discoloration, thinning, and lack of uniformity. On the left, you'll see a plot with high turf quality with minimal disease infestation. This plot received the highest spring rate and the second highest summer rate. To summarize these main effects, we saw that spring top dressing had less of an effect in 2009, and again, this can be attributed to the lack of disease pressure early in the season. However, by early August through early September, we saw the highest rate significantly reduce disease consistently. In 2010, the spring effect was more obvious, and although both rates of 1.2 and 2.4 liters per square meter reduced the disease, the highest rate provided the greatest effect. Summer top dressing in 2009 decreased disease throughout the whole season, and the 0.3 liters per square meter was the least amount of sand needed to consistently reduce disease severity. In 2010, the summer effect was a little less dramatic. However, the 0.15 liters per square meter was the lowest rate required to consistently reduce anthracnose severity. Interactions occurred between the spring and summer treatments and some days during this study. However, because of time limitations, I won't be able to illustrate all of these interaction effects. I will, however, summarize enough of the data to indicate what we believe is the basis for these significant interactions. This table shows interaction means from the rating date of 20th of August, 2009. Summer rates are depicted as the colored bars grouped together over the three different spring top dressing rates. Means separations are designated by the lowercase letters above the colored bars. These mean separations above the colored bars, and lowercase letters represent the differences between the summer rates. Excuse me. Spring effects are designated by the uppercase letters below. Some key notes to be taken from this graph are that under the lowest summer sand top dressing rates, the spring effect was greatest. Under the two highest summer sand top dressing rates, the spring effect was very little, if none. Lastly, the summer effect was most effective when the spring top dressing rate was moderate, or none. Most importantly, we believe that these interaction dates occurred and they resulted from differences in total sand accumulation among the treatments. We observed that treatments with similar disease severity had comparable levels of total sand accumulation, as demonstrated in the numbers above these bars. For example, a range of 1.2 to 2.4 liters per square meter of total accumulated sand was observed in this first level of significant disease suppression. Similarly, at the second notable level of notable level of disease suppression, we found a range of 3 to 6 liters per square meter of total sand accumulated throughout the season. Now, although statistical analysis is ongoing for this data, a simple scatter plot graph helps to illustrate this effect. In this graph, we see total sand accumulation across the whole season until this significant interaction date of the 20th of August 2009. And on the y-axis, we see percent disease severity. This graph suggests a definite correlation between total sand accumulation and percent disease severity. In conclusion, spring top dressing as well as summer top dressing can reduce anthracnose severity on annual bluegrass putting greens. Also, there appears to be a critical range of sand accumulation needed to maximize disease suppression throughout some combination of spring and summer top dressing. With this, I'd like to conclude by thanking my funding sources, coworkers and colleagues, and you for your time.
Okay, any questions for our speakers? First speaker.
Yes.
What was the putting quality like after that really heavy layer of sand?
The question was, what was the putting green surface quality after the heaviest rates of sand were applied? The putting green quality after the heaviest amount of sand was applied was quite low. As you would see in a typical golf course situation after a cultivation event where a very generous amount of sand was applied, playing conditions are not optimal until 1 to 2 days after this event. So quality did suffer from these highest rates of sand. However, within a matter of days, quality was back up to high, and we saw some significant effects on anthracnose later on in the season. Yes, sir.
Your plots look like they were probably too small to do a traditional stem meter reading, but did you ever try to assess how those top dressing treatments affected putting quality? Or did you speculate just from the firmness of those plots how that may have been affected?
The question was, did we take any data on ball roll? And if we didn't, could I speculate on the effect of sand top dressing on ball roll and playability? No, we did not take any stem meter readings. As you said, our plots were a little too small. However, I can comment on playability. Like I said before, with these highest summer rates, playability on that day of the top dressing event, or maybe even the next day, did suffer. From the highest rates, ball roll could probably be decreased. However, from a cumulative effect, from sand top dressing on a reasonable amount throughout these best performing plots, I would speculate that this increase in uniformity and smoothness of the putting surface would enhance ball roll just because of the structure of the plant and the soil surface.
Any further questions? Yes.
Do you have any idea of how much sand would be removed from mowing treatments? I was thinking between cumulative sand applied, maybe the higher rate more was mowed off the following day. Data like that.
Okay. The question was, do I have any idea of how much sand was removed from the plots from mowing? We did not quantify the amount of sand that was removed. However, we took measures to avoid any sand being removed from plots by mowing, meaning that we incorporated the sand very well with the brushing techniques. We irrigated after with hand watering, and also we skipped a day of mowing after the treatments to avoid any sand being accumulated by the mowers and allow the canopy to grow a little bit. So yes, maybe the total sand accumulation numbers could vary from some sort of sand being removed. However, I don't think it was very significant.
Did you at any time during the season look at the profiles to see how deep those crowns were buried versus the low rates and the high rates? It seems like that's an important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. The picture I used in my presentation was not from my study. However, we looked, and especially last year, our koa roots and plants suffered so greatly throughout the season. That surface, the differences weren't as quite as apparent as in that picture. However, we did see that sand top dressing layer and the crowns were below the surface. There were differences between the heaviest sand rates and the check plots. So yes, we did confirm that difference throughout both seasons of 2009 and 2010.
Okay, let's thank our speaker.